task force to hold hearings to provide public with an accounting of $11 billion in tax breaks Trenton, following the release of the state controller's audit of the Economic Development Authority's tax incentive programs that revealed startling deficiencies in monitoring and oversight. Governor Phil Murphy today signed an executive order creating a task force on EDA's tax incentives. The task force's mission will be to further explore the findings of the controller's audit and provide the public with a full accounting of how and why basic controls were lacking in a program that left New Jersey taxpayers on the hook for up to $11 billion. The audit released earlier this month unfortunately validated my long-standing concerns that New Jersey's tax incentive programs gave out billions of dollars in tax breaks but failed to deliver the promised economic benefits, said Murphy. The idea that up to $11 billion was awarded without so much as basic verification of claims regarding job creation and retention should shock and appall every New Jersey taxpayer. I am pleased that, under new leadership, the EDA is putting policies in place to ensure compliance with the terms of tax incentive awards, but taxpayers deserve a full explanation of how and why these massive shortcomings in performance existed. The task force I am establishing today will give the public that explanation, and help provide a roadmap for how tax incentives can be responsibly designed and implemented going forward. The task force will be chaired by Ronald K. Chen, former New Jersey public advocate and dean of Rutgers School of Law Newark. The governor has the authority to appoint additional members to the task force as deemed appropriate, and the task force will receive legal counsel from Waldenmacht and Herren LLP, a leading law firm in white-collar litigation and government investigations. The team at Waldenmacht and Herren LLP will be led by Jim Walden, former assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Milton L. Williams, former CO chair of the Moreland Commission created to investigate public corruption, and Georgia K. Winston, whose practice focuses on white-collar criminal and regulatory matters and complex commercial litigation. Additionally, the task force will be assisted by Pablo Quiñones, an expert in corporate legal compliance who previously served as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York and as a deputy chief of the fraud section of the U.S. Department of Justice. The task force is to hold public hearings. If necessary, the task force may refer matters to the state controller to exercise its subpoena authority, or to the EDA to exercise its authority under the terms of the incentive programs and grants. I am honored that the governor has asked me to serve the people of New Jersey in this important role, said Chen, former New Jersey public advocate. The controller's report raises a number of concerning questions, and I will do my utmost to oversee an impartial and fact-based inquiry to make sure that the public gets the answers. We look forward to undertaking an objective and straightforward investigation to determine whether New Jersey's tax credit programs were misused, said Jim Walden, former assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York. Our team is grateful for the opportunity to serve in this important role. The establishment of this task force will help New Jersey by promoting integrity, efficiency, and accountability, said Pablo Quiñones, former deputy chief of the fraud section of the U.S. Department of Justice. I am honored to be a part of the team tasked with ensuring that New Jersey tax incentives were and will be appropriately spent for the benefit of New Jersey residents and the economic development of the state. Last week's audit revealed deficiencies in numerous areas of EDA's tax incentive programs. These findings include: key internal controls were lacking or non-existent for the monitoring and oversight of recipient performance. EDA relied only on recipient-reported data and recipient certifications with respect to job creation and retention. In a sample of approximately 15,000 jobs reportedly created or retained by the programs, nearly 3,000 one in five could not be substantiated. There were five commercial projects where EDA failed to comply with the applicable statute and regulations and improperly awarded $179 million in incentives. Numerous recipients hired employees at the end of the annual reporting period.